Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everyone? Jared Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, the Phils, they lose again. They lose again. We'll talk about it today. We'll also talk about the NFL draft and the Eagles. Now 9 days to the Eagles are on the clock in the first round. Brandon Graham is not on the clock anymore as a player. Brandon Graham is a retired athlete, and we will honor him today on the program for the first time since his retirement with him joining us at 9 o'clock. You can join us today and all throughout the morning at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The human tooth has 55 miles of canals within it. So each adult, yourself included, has over 1,700 miles of canals in his or her teeth.
I don't find that plausible.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. 1,700 miles of canals in your teeth.
I don't think that's accurate.
Also called root canals.
What do you mean you don't think that's accurate?
I don't think that's accurate.
Well, he refutes science, Jimmy.
I know. Like, what do you think, John made it up?
I think some idiot made it up, not John.
Really, though?
Yes.
You think
really.
Someone's like, oh, I'm just going to make something up?
No,
you don't
I don't think
there's actual science behind the fact that he told you?
No. You can be frustrated all you want, James.
I think it's dumb.
Okay, yeah. It's like when people say the body's two-thirds water. No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. There's nowhere where you can slice this open and find water. Nowhere.
Let's try it with you.
Yeah. Let's try it with the Phillies.
Yeah,
Let's see if we can find a heart in there. All right, so let's tackle the Phillies thing here, guys. It's getting bad. It's getting bad. I'm frustrated. I'm disappointed. I know you are, too. We all love the Phils. We have, to varying degrees, high expectations for this season. I thought they were great. Some people thought they weren't. I think at the very least, pretty much everyone thought they were at least good, certainly above average. They still have an above-average record. They haven't played above-average ball in the last week, and frankly, it's been kind of ugly. Look, there's a lot to say about last night, an awful lot. I'm going to start with this, and I'm going to focus on this out of the gate because I think it's emblematic of a broader issue. And I'm just going to go right to it. Johan Rojas should not be on this baseball team. Period. Johan Rojas should not be in Major League Baseball for a team with any interest in contending. Maybe a squad that stinks, that's, you know, one of those like Phillies 10 years ago teams that's going to go, you know, win 70 games and lose, you know, 90-something or maybe even lose 100 games. Maybe there's a place for him on a team like that.
Because he is an extremely capable outfielder.
I don't care. I really don't. He can't hit. The man can't hit.
Well, it's everyone who's in the nine slot.
No, but here's the thing.
Recently.
I get that, but like I'm asking the congregation to rise up with me today. Can you please agree with me? And if you don't, that's fine. But Johan Rojas shouldn't be on this team, and Dave Dombrowski should have known to not have Johan Rojas on this team. There were three major outs last night. Two of them the Phillies caused, one of them the umpire caused. Rojas batting with guys on, swinging a miss, strikeout. Rojas batting, guys on, swinging a miss, strikeout. By the way, like carbon copy pitches. And then obviously the third, the JT situation. Not JT's fault at all. No Phillies player's fault. Umpire's fault.
That's your fault.
No.
Joe DeCamera's
fault.
Well,
I knew you were going to say that today. All right, John, talk to me about that. I'm still against
robot
umps.
Bring them finally. No. Let's go.
Everybody thought of you at that moment
I'm
last
well
night.
Aware. And even I thought of me on that moment last night. Look, it was a disastrous call by the umpire. Disastrous.
But, and by you. Well, continues to be a disastrous call by Joe DeCamera, limiting
but you know what's the worst,
Major League Baseball.
But you know what's the worst call, John, honestly, is Dave Dombrowski saying, we're going to go try to, you know, win 90 to 100 games, and Johan Rojas is on my team again. I know he was on the team last year, and they won 95. I'm not saying they can't overcome him to be a great team. They can, but they may not. And the more he, like, you got a Marsh problem. Oh, who do we put in there instead of Marsh? Oh, come on down. Johan Rojas. You freaking kidding me?
Rojas has been
enough.
Horrendous.
In a word,
truly
enough.
Horrendous.
Enough.
But compare that. Look across the way. The team that we played last night, they're playing some pretty good baseball. The fact that that Fitzgerald guy, I don't know what he's doing. They got, 60 extra base hits this season in 2025? And we're playing the opposite side of that coin right now, that's for sure. The bottom of the sixth inning last night was the third example where we stranded a guy at third. You know, like, that's the opposite side of the coin. They are doing great things.
And
they're
some
hot.
Of them were
less than
two outs for the Phils, not bringing a guy in. I mean, it was, and again, that, I go back to Rojas on a lot of that.
I go to everyone. It's this team right now, a little off kilter. It's not just Rojas, of course. Even Zach Wheeler has been pitching less than, you know, ideally at times. Yeah, but hey, we need to get back to winning series. We need to start now. We still got three games left against these guys, but I do want to talk about you limiting Major League Baseball.
Go for it.
Last night, the perfect example of our chances to win that game. I'm not saying we would have won the game had that been called differently. I'm saying our chances to win were severely hindered by Tony Randazzo.
You're right about that.
And JT Realmuto did not swing at ball five last night, yet was called out for strike three.
You're
wasn't just the third. It wasn't just the pitch when it was a full count. It was earlier in the at-bat. I think it might have been the first pitch of the at-bat. It was a foot inside. You had two pitches that were a foot outside in some other strike zone. Called strikes for JT. There was one strike on JT last night, and there were two guys on base. And so, yeah, that contributes to the fact that we were 3 of 30 over the last four games with got runners in scoring position.
That's right.
But that is incredibly unfortunate. Could be corrected by robo-umping. Having someone in Tony Randazzo's ear, or, you know, a computer voice saying strike or ball. That's all. Strike or ball. If he has that prompt, I would expect he wouldn't have made those two mistakes last night, and we would have had a better chance to win the game.
Just you're not wrong about that.
A better chance to win the game.
You're not
we
wrong.
Did not have as good a chance to win the game, even though we are struggling and we need every break we can get. Tony Randazzo gave us the opposite of a break because we don't have robo umping. It's not that Tony Randazzo wouldn't be there. It's that Tony Randazzo would have a little voice in his ear telling him the right call.
Listen, you're not wrong that it massively contributed to last night's game. There's no question. And if people want to fillet me today for my position, Seltzer, how do I get in these spots? I'm anti-tush-push. I'm anti-robot ump.
You're anti-American.
You need to look inward, Jeff.
Some people think I'm anti-Jalen Hurts, which isn't true.
You're a big fan.
You're not pro-Jalen Hurts.
Well, I'm more anti the people that think he's John Elway, but, you know, who am I to say? Listen, we'll take your calls on all this at 215-592-9494. I'm not I am standing my ground, and I'm not changing my position on robot umps, but I admit that last night, obviously, it was a disaster.
Why would you not? Will you consider the possibility?
I have considered changing?
I'll reconsider.
Everyone
needs to really get real about this. Like, we lost a game last night. We could have had a chance to win.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it happens often. I'm saying I like the right team to win. I like the better team to win. I like us having the best chance to win this series when we need a series desperately after losing our last two.
Well, listen, I hear you. And I'm going to guess most of the congregation is going to agree with you today, John. We'll find out. Look, you can join us 215-592-9494. The umpiring situation, certainly a topic. Rojas is the topic. Taiwan is the topic. He did not pitch well. He did not throw well to second base. That had a massive impact. By the way, I still think it's like unbelievable that when a pitcher commits an error, they become unearned runs when it's his error.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. It's one of the dumbest things in baseball.
It's so unbelievable. It's his error! Anyway, Seltzer, what cheesed you the most last night?
So I definitely am pro-robot umps, and I'm with John with the outrage, but that's not why they lost last night. I mean, they lost last night, to your point. Johan Rojas is not a major league player.
He's not.
He should not be on a major league roster, period. Like, those were embarrassing. I was embarrassed for him watching those at-bats last night. Look, this team's just not good enough right now. From an offensive perspective, I mean, the lineup's mediocre right now, and
when you go through it, it feels really thin,
and
the lineup feels really
thin. And look, I know a lot of people be like, well, blame the top of the lineup, they have to get better, and they do. I mean, Trey Turner has to be better. I mean, he had some bad at bats last night too. I mean, Harper has been okay. He'll get better, but he needs to raise it up. Like, but at the same time, like, I hate that whole like, well, if the top of the lineup hits, then we don't have to worry about the bottom. No, the bottom lineup's not good enough. Like, that's not. I hate that. I've heard that so many times recently, and I hate it. Like, don't let these guys off the hook. Don't let Dave Dombrowski off the hook. They don't have a major league center fielder on this roster. They don't have a starting left fielder on this roster. I mean, that's on them. We all knew this heading in the offseason. You know how much I complained about this in the offseason. Like, this is what we were talking about. This lineup's not good enough right now.
No, it's not. They have one outfielder that you really can say is legit. And Castellanos is playing well. And again, you know, did damage last night.
Really well.
Yeah, he really is.
Kepler's not where he can be.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I've seen some glints.
Gotta say, I
of goodness.
I had an all right night last night.
We'll
like, you
say,
know, the double,
we'll
the infield hit.
Of course. We'll see on Kepler.
Last night, he was the next up. I was excited for his opportunity after JT when JT walked ball five, but was called out.
Taiwan back to earth, obviously. You know, listen, was it a shock to me? No.
I don't think to anybody.
You know, like, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, he's going to be out of the rotation sometime
soon. He's back to Taiwanedness.
Yeah. Look, they're playing a bad brand of baseball right now.
And when you look at their five wins, I mean, five of their wins, three of them are against the worst team in baseball. The Rockies didn't score a run this weekend. They got shut out by the Padres this weekend. They're 3-13 or something like that. And the Nationals aren't very good either. So, you know, other than the two wins against the Dodgers.
Yeah. Look, all of it on the table for you. 215-592-9494. The robot ump thing. The Rojas Taiwan thing. We're going to get to the draft. I mean, there's a lot. Brandon Graham's going to join us at 9 o'clock today. There's an awful lot to discuss. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Want to hear from you today. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We're not in a good mood about the Phils. I'll put it that way on 94WIP. All right, NBA playoffs, they crank up. And obviously with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, they're giving all new customers, all of them, a shot at $250 in bonus bets with the NBA playoffs, of course, with the play-in tournament here in the next couple of days. Join FanDuel today and get started with $250 in bonus bets with your first $5 bet if it wins. From all the three-pointers to steals to assists, player props all over the place, and also just, of course, who's going to win games, lock it in. Find the better bets that works for you and lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer. That's the spot. The app, awesome. You can move from game to game, league to league, and go to other sports. But obviously with the NBA playoffs, it's all right there for you, and frankly is for about the next 2 months in pro basketball. FanDuel.com/hammer. Yeah, it was an ugly game last night. They're in a funk. There is no doubt about that. Umpire is in a funk as well, and it really impacted the game, obviously.
And so is Rob Thomson.
Yeah, yes.
In a funk.
Yeah, he's got to get out of the dugout. I mean, that was
egregious.
I was actually floored by it. I kept sitting there waiting. I'm like, where is he? Like, what's going on here?
If your team is that lifeless, you got to show something.
And that's an automatic ejection now, right? Are you in balls and strikes by leaving the dugout? I just want to make sure
I understand. Did they change that rule? I don't know.
I thought they set that a few years ago. I thought that's why no one comes out to argue balls and strikes anymore. I think he should have done it.
He should have got tossed. That's a perfect get stricter.
I just wanted to know what the rule is, because I think the rule is, if you come out of the dugout to argue balls and strikes, I think it is an automatic ejection.
Oh, good. And I wanted him to get
ejected. I agree with you, Ray. No, I agree.
And then he comes out for the lights. Oh, okay. I mean, I had a serious problem with him.
All right, let's listen to the moment last night. We're going to give you both versions. Very similar reactions, both on radio and TV, to the outrageous, egregious call that went against JT that rung him up and ended an inning.
It wasn't just the last one.
I know. I agree. Let's start with Fransky in L.A. here on WIP. Their reaction to a called third strike.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The runners go, the pitch, and that's outside. Oh, no, Tony Randazzo just ran
terrible.
Him up. And JT Realmuto cannot believe it.
That's a joke. That's not even close.
Wow.
I got to say, I'm chuckling at one thing. Our first L.A., that's a joke of this year. He's always good for about 15 of them in a year, and I think that was a numero uno this year. Very similar reaction. Let's listen to the TV version. This, of course, is Tom McCarthy and Ben Davis.
There's go. And a strike.
Oh, my goodness.
Call.
That's
that is way off the plate.
That is not a good call.
JT does not react like that.
Nope.
Tony Randazzo, he's missed a couple tonight, but that was as egregious a miss as you will see from a home plate umpire.
Wow.
It was about a foot outside. It was really bad. If you haven't seen it, just know it was really bad. And obviously
he's not emotional at all.
Yeah, and he certainly was expressing
the
displeasure.
The first pitch of the at-bat was a foot inside.
Yeah, really bad, really bad. All right, to which we now have a Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. First poll question today. Should MLB have robot umps for balls and strikes? Yes or no? You in or out on robot umps? MLB's not in yet. Everyone thinks they will be at some point. Not yet during the regular season. Should they be? Second poll question. Who frustrated you the most last night? I think there's three clear choices for who should be in consideration. Choice A, Johan Rojas. Choice B, Taijuan Walker. Choice C, we're not even going to call him by his name, home plate umpire. Okay? Who frustrated you the most last night? Third poll. We're going to get more into the draft as we move through the program. Now 9 days to the draft. Which is more important for the Eagles to draft? With the first round pick, two choices here. A, this is always like the chicken and the egg. It's not what comes first, but it's one of those philosophical debates. Which is more important for the Eagles? A, best player available, player you project to be the best and have the best career, or B, player at a position of need. You can get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines as well on all of this at 215-592-9494. Speaking of the phone lines, we go to the calls coming up in 1 minute, what people are thinking about the Phils last night.
You're ready to propose, and yes, it can be a little intimidating shopping for that diamond, the diamond. And that's why men all around the area will tell you no matter what, you have to visit Benari Jewelers. They have a way of transforming intimidating into informative and confusing into crystal clarity. Here's how. The Benari team starts by putting you at ease, showing you every single thing you need to know about making that important purchase, how to evaluate the cut, color, and clarity. No hard sales, just education, putting you in the driver's seat. You'll feel like an expert browsing through the largest selection of diamonds, not just any diamonds. These are hand-selected with only a few making the grade to become a Benari diamond. The others land at big box jewelers with high pressure sales to move them along. With Benari diamonds, the value shines through. You'll walk away with a superior diamond that she'll love for years to come. Benari Jewelers, when ordinary won't do. Everything at Benari is extraordinary. Exton in Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
All right, Jenna Cameron, Jen Ritchie. Well, the Phillies have looked very ordinary the last week, frankly, sub-ordinary. And Johan Rojas is, like, not on the map sub-ordinary. I mean, he really has to go. Very few times do I feel like a team is really being dragged down by and I want to be clear, like, not one player, like, he's the only one that's struggling, but he's not James, you said it, he's not a major leaguer.
He's just not.
The only part that makes him a major leaguer is the Phillies say he's a major leaguer, but he's not actually.
His defense is major league defense.
Then take it to the Pirates.
I agree. He's not a major leaguer, but you have to be fair. He's a major league defender. He just can't hit. Like, he is not competitive as a major league hitter. Yeah. And I don't care if you're the best defender the sport has ever seen.
Correct.
You can't play in the major leagues if you can't hit.
And we've seen enough evidence in the two prior years, 2023 and 2024, he can't hit. The man can't hit. That's why he's constantly trying to bunt, because he can't hit. So can they please end the charade? Dombrowski should have known better. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Ron and Monco kicking us off. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Hammer.
Ron.
Hammer, I'm with you on Rojas, Marsh. You have too many guys on this team that really are not even borderline major league players. I mean, this thing is – and, John, I can't imagine that – the RoboCop is the issue today.
RoboCop. That's great.
Whatever. I can't imagine that this is the serious issue.
And well, it's a real topic, but the Phillies playing bad is a more important topic.
For Rhea. I'd like to hear Rhea's opinion on Rhea. Where does this really lie between Middleton and Dombrowski?
I think Middleton. I think Middleton put a budget on him this year. They spent enough.
There you go, Rhea.
You know,
there you go.
Here's the thing is, there should be good enough players on this team, but not going into this season with that outfield was a disgrace.
It was bad. Yeah. But yeah. I'll say this, Ron, hang on. But when you had the fourth highest payroll in baseball, I can't knock the owner. I can't.
But they needed help, Joe.
They did need help, and then Dombrowski's got to get creative to do that. I can't knock Dombrowski when they got the fourth highest payroll in baseball. I mean, Middleton. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but it's a combination. You're right.
Rhea is right. I think she's right. I think there was a stop sign put up, but Dombrowski's got to find a way to deal with it.
After they got Turner, that was it. Okay? And Turner really broke the back, because Hammer, he checked all the boxes, okay, of our wish list. Leadoff, right? Average, defense, speed. He checks no box. This left us out to dry.
It has hurt them. Look, I think your analysis is oddly pretty astute today, Ron.
Well, yeah,
look at that shot.
See what I just did there? I twist you up there.
You know, first thing in the morning, right between the eyes, he gives it to
I got nothing but love for you, Ron. You know that, man.
Hammer, listen, this thing is looking for a place to die. Okay? It's over, kids. You know, it's
not over. That's where you and reason have gone your separate ways.
Hammer, you know what tells me? All the years we were dying for pitching, right?
Yep.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We should be embarrassed how much pitching we got. I mean, we got all the pitching a team could need, and we have no lineup.
Well, listen, it's an issue. Ron, good call out of the gate, man. Really is. 215-592-9494. Coming up, the Eagles attached to a very big name in pro football. Whether they can get him, probably unlikely, but attached to a big name. Who that is, we'll tell you next. You'd have to trade for him. Plus, what Rob Thompson said about Brandon Marsh and why he's being sad in the plan for, you know, the next couple days. Also, your chance to win a cool prize. Your chance to also weigh in on everything with the Phils. There's a lot going on. 215-592-9494. That's how you can climb in. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Let me talk about my good friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill. I've been working with them for years. Over a decade, I've been leasing cars from Lexus of Cherry Hill, and there's a lot of good reasons why. They are an elite Lexus dealer for 2024. Great people, great service you will receive when you enter the dealership. 2025 Lexus models are in. They are moving fast, and Lexus of Cherry Hill is now a 7-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience. You'll see it. You'll know it the minute you walk in Lexus of Cherry Hill. So stop in. See Tony Labello and his team. They'll help guide you to the Lexus of your dreams with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Another thing I really love about Lexus of Cherry Hill, veteran-owned and operated business. Face it, you deserve a Lexus, and you deserve award-winning customer service. So start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family owned and operated.
Yeah, the Marsh thing, you know, it led to the Rojas thing last night. It's like you're going to sit one, but then that's who you go to?
I thought Rohan couldn't be worse, but I mean.
Yeah, he's.
He's worse. Yeah.
He is definitely worse.
He's worse. He's a worse hitter, without a doubt.
Yeah, he's one of the worst hitters I've ever seen the Phillies have. I mean that. It looks so non-competitive up there. It really does.
It's like anytime a pitcher actually tries against him, he's got no shot.
Brutal.
You know, he can only hit a mistake, and that's it.
All right, so your chance to win on the Phils, you know, not just last night, but this backslide the last week or so. 215-592-9494. I also want to present, actually, before I do that, let me present something else, because, John, I'm about to read off a piece of paper. And for everyone watching on YouTube, hi, everyone watching on YouTube, you're going to be able to see something for me that's truly embarrassing. Here we go. All right. You notice something there, Johnny?
Are they new glasses or something?
Glasses?
You notice something there, James?
Oh, they're fixed? Oh,
he's
wait.
Got,
oh, you're wearing
an
them.
Arm
you're
missing.
So you didn't get them fixed,
glasses.
Is the takeaway here.
Worse. Worse.
These are different broken glasses.
Broke this morning.
Come on. No
second
way.
Pair broke oh this God. Morning.
In 2 days, you broke two
during
days.
Our pre-show meeting. I was hoping you guys didn't notice.
What? We
I was
didn't
a little,
notice.
I was a little embarrassed.
You should be.
And so,
what
and I was about to throw them out. I really was about to throw them out. I'm like, you know what? Maybe they can go on my face with one ear.
Oh my God!
And sure enough, they do. Look, this isn't a long time term strategy. This is like Rojas.
Oh yeah, you think so?
Trying to get through.
Guessing
one more,
your headphones are helping make
day.
That work. You take the headphones off. I don't know if that works.
No, so John, people on YouTube, you know, I'm trying to move toward the camera. I mean, it's really ridiculous, but they're sticking on the nose because I broke my nose years ago playing baseball, and so it gives me a little extra bump up there that maybe keeps these snug. I mean, they're on my face right now, but it's embarrassing.
How did you break two pairs in 2 days?
Same thing. They were in my pocket, and
yeah,
for some reason,
maybe don't like, keep hold your on. Glasses in
but
your pocket.
In
but they
pocket,
hadn't been. They,
you dumb glasses
yeah.
care.
Yeah,
person.
Moron.
You
like, no,
say,
just go
moron.
Really
wanted to
call
go.
Him a
dumb
moron.
Moron. No,
that
I
was
really
dumb.
This
keep
is
in your pocket.
But have you seen the way he handles them? It really is. It's pocket of his jeans.
It's unbelievable.
Front pocket of his jeans. Pulls his glasses out. There's no case. There's just glasses.
Yeah,
no wonder.
But
I'm
let me
shocked
just,
you haven't broken more. Like,
right,
way
well,
more.
I hadn't broken any until yesterday. And in my defense, these are really cheapies. These are like $10, maybe $15 glasses just yeah. as readers. So it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, you're right.
But,
I mean, a reader you can yeah. sort of throw around.
Right.
But, man, when you start breaking them and that's a problem, it's, yesterday your glasses were broken
correct,
in half.
Correct. So I'm a little embarrassed to say, but it is what it is. All right. With these readers, I'm going to read something to you, John, that is of note for us. So, you know, in the NFL, obviously trades were a rarity back in the day when it related to veteran NFL players. I mean, you'd get your Eric Dickerson trade, like, I don't know, once a half a decade, your Herschel Walker trade, but it was rare. And then, like, the last 10 years or so, it's gone total opposite. Darius Slay being an example, someone who's brought in through a trade There have been a lot. I mean, across the league, all these, so many guys have changed teams via trades. All right, let me throw an enticing veteran, really quality player in the mix, John, for the Philadelphia Eagles.
An enticing.
Yes,
veteran.
Because Jason Lockenfora says there is someone who could be poached maybe for a first-round pick. John Ritchie, I present to you the Cincinnati Bengals outstanding pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson. Now, consider this from Lockenfora's article. Here's what he says. Then we'll get right to the phones, but listen to this. Because the draft's coming up in 9 days. Here's what he says. For all the Cincinnati Bengals offseason spending and investment in their offense, remember, they signed all the wide receivers. Serious questions remain about the future of elite pass rusher Trey Hendrickson, one of the few standouts on a broken defense. His name will continue to dominate trade chatter with the NFL draft less than 2 weeks away. Lockenfora goes on to say, Hendrickson, who has been unhappy about his contract for well over a year, continues to hint at wanting a trade, and he took his frustration with upper management public last week. Trust me, the rest of the league is watching closely. He goes on to say, this is Lockenfora, the Bengals want first-round value for him. And then one executive says, quote, they're being unreasonable, referring to the Bengals. They're being unreasonable. And another executive is quoted by Lockenfora anonymously as saying, if they can't get him signed this week, I think he's gone by the draft. Now let's bring in the final paragraph for this story. Here's what Lockenfora says. Always aggressive front offices such as the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Philadelphia Eagles are strong potential suitors. John, this is certainly after Milt Williams, Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat. This is an area Eagles could use help.
Yeah, this is how Howie rolls.
Talk to me, my man. What are you thinking here?
Are you surprised?
No.
Well, what I saw was another AFC North edge rusher that the Eagles might be in on, and it's T.J. Watt.
That's another one that's been said. That's right.
T.J. Watt, Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson has 17 and a half sacks each of the last 2 years. T.J. Watt last year was a down year with everyone completely focused on him, and he's dealing with ankle stuff and had 11 and a half sacks last year. Both guys are 30. So at that weird spot where once upon a time when I played for the Eagles, we all feared the three at the start of our age.
Right. And it seems unlikely, in my opinion, the Eagles would trade a first-rounder for someone who's 30.
And they
have to pay. Feels a little aggressive.
Contract is, both guys, their contract is going to be major. Think about the contracts that were just doled out. And, you know, we're talking about $40 million a year for these edge rushers. Those are the contracts that they will expect upon being signed.
If no one gives the Bengals a first-round pick, do the Eagles, you know, with second-round value? Now, look, the Eagles have a low two. We know that. But they can maneuver. The Eagles can move out of 32 down, pick up some extra picks, grab a spot in the mid-second round, you know, boom, start moving.
The thing that's amazing
about Trey
Hendrickson,
that simple, but, you know,
is he is he's doing this on a defense that had so little else. And that's really hard to do. You know, T.J. Watt on a Steelers team that struggled at times last year, his numbers weren't as good. Everyone can focus on T.J. Watt. If you're playing the Bengals, you know you got to try to do everything you can to stop Trey Hendrickson. No one else really scares you.
Right.
And yet he's still back-to-back, 17 and a half sacks. The guy is relentless. The guy plays so angry. Has a, you know, and he's technical with the way he can be a great leader for this team. I like both guys a lot. Yeah. I hate the fact that both guys are 30.
It's a situation that merits watching. I mean, we're getting close here to the draft, and you know, Howie obviously eschewed the possibility of signing some of their own players to big money or even medium money because, you know, he chose not to, didn't want to, wanted to prioritize elsewhere. This could be an example of trying to prioritize elsewhere. Obviously, part of it was the Eagles simply could not sign everybody. We know that. That was a given. But some of it might be hold something in the holster for when someone like Watt or Hendrickson becomes available.
Look,
try to
if
pounce.
They were 26, this is the kind of deal I would do. At this point...
You also have a Super Bowl-ready team, though, so there's something to be said for...
But at this point in time, I don't think Howie is the type of shrewd GM who's going to say, hey, you know what we should do? We should go buy the most expensive position in free agency or in a trade. But essentially, this is what this ends up being. You're going to have to re-up this guy for 5 years or whatever it's going to be. It's going to be a couple. I don't even want to put a number on it. The guaranteed money is going to be through the roof.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, $40 million a year, guaranteed for 5 years, sounds so daunting. I don't think it's what the smartest of the GMs and does.
So you're not as inclined to do it, given the age
and
the money.
If he were 26,
yeah, I got you.
I would not at 30.
Okay, look, well, we'll throw it in the mix. You can react. I mean, guys like Henderson and Watt, how willing to go in on them would you be? First round pick, big money, the whole deal, because that's what it requires, obviously. It requires a lot. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Mark in Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, buddy. How are you, pal?
Good, good. Hey, yeah, Joe, I just want to talk a little bit about Harper. Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking earlier about Jalen Hurts being no Elway. Well, I feel the same thing about Harper. I don't think he's any Adam Dunn, the way that guy's been playing. And then his whole career, I know you're laughing about it.
Though, I am laughing at that one.
13 years, the man has 200 RBI seasons. 13 seasons. Think about that.
Well, it's hard to believe. Obviously, there were some injuries in there, and the pandemic was it two shortened years or one shortened years? One shortened year.
But also, RBI are a team-dependent stat.
Function of what's around you.
Function of where you're batting, the situation, all that type of stuff.
But that's surprising, Mark. I'll admit. I mean, I'm surprised to hear he's only got two of them.
Right, exactly right, right? People aren't looking at that, Joe. So here, he's helping another stat at this, right? Everybody wants to get rid of Realmuto, right, with JT. Right, so the last 3 years, Realmuto's got 194 RBIs, right? Harper's got 224. So that's only 30 more. So he's only averaging 10 more RBIs.
I think RBI is a very limited stat to quote here. I really do.
Well, again, that's what you're paying for, right? So if you're paying
no, you're paying for...
$1 million,
well, it's part of what you're paying for.
It's to hit 20, there are 35 to 40 homers and getting about 100, 125 RBIs. That guy gets you nothing. Absolutely nothing. Seriously, nobody ever talks about that.
Well, listen, right? Mark.
People have moved on from RBI.
Well, I haven't entirely, but James has. But here's what I'll say, Mark. I think regardless of how you evaluate the impact of that one stat in baseball, I evaluate Bryce Harper's impact as massive and incredibly positive for the Phillies. Has he not played nearly his best in the first 2 weeks? That's a given, clearly. But, I mean, I think the guy really, Mark, has delivered. I'll say what I've said a lot in the offseason. There's two people with this organization that they didn't lose in October because of them, and only two. And their names are Wheeler and Harper. I think Harper's a stud, Mark. I think he's an incredible ball player, and I think you're being, frankly, too hard on him.
Happened the last time we were in the NFC Championship Series, right? Him and his buddy, Trey Turner, he brought along, right? They won 0-15. 0-15, the last two games that we played at
home. You're combining them. Where so, yes, Bryce was half of that. You're right. He didn't get a hit in Game 6 and Game 7. That's accurate.
But you're the numbers guy, right? So then why would you say the same thing about Jalen Hurts? If Jalen Hurts doesn't have the numbers that, say, Elway has or Joe Burrow, right? We're putting Harper in the same position as, like, we think he's Babe Ruth, but he's not. He's not even Adam Dunn.
Well,
like, he doesn't drive and run, Joe. The numbers are there. Look it up. Just like you said, you were surprised. He only has two.
Bro, but you're not putting context in. He hasn't played 162 games. I mean, look at the numbers. Matter. Look at the games, man.
But that's part of it.
But RBI is you're using RBI as this catch-all stat, and that's silly.
Yeah,
it's a silly thing to do.
I don't entirely agree with James, but I'm not entirely with Mark on that. But I'm somewhere in the middle of that. But look, the reality is a guy like Rojas, who always bats ninth, never getting on in front of him, is part of how you don't drive in runs. I mean, John, that's part of the equation here.
It's just Trey
Turner being a disappointment generally in the two-hole. Trey has generally been in the two-hole here, you know, generally. And he's generally batted in front of Bryce, and that has hurt
Bryce. Here's what I will say. I think people... You know, they're not happy with the slow start, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
You're hearing now his friend Trey Turner. You know, we look at Jalen Hurts and say, well, of course he's got great numbers. Look at the players around him.
Yep.
Well, you know, can apply that to Bryce Harper. You know, he needs to deliver more.
Well, he does, but I'll say this. I think Jalen Hurts has an awful lot more around him than Bryce does. I mean, when I look at a team that had the best defense, the best running back, the best offensive line, and the best wide receivers, that's an incredible. I mean, what do the Phillies really have So look, obviously
they should be great.
They should have a spectacular starting rotation.
They should.
But I would say we've seen enough at this point in this offense to know it's an above average offense, but it's not a great offense.
Too many.
Yeah, but it's too episodic.
I don't know if it can.
I agree with James.
I think it can be good, really good. But yeah, I don't think it can be a great offense.
They don't do it consistently.
When we were bopping.
They're just not consistent top to bottom.
If we hit home runs like we did last year when we were right out
they
the
go
gate
through stretches
going crazy,
is the point.
And we contribute with the new approach. Hopefully these guys continue to work on the approach like Casty has, where you see an improvement, where you see he's not swinging at this stuff. We watched him swing at prior.
But don't you guys expect that to regress, John? Like,
I don't
know. We've seen enough
from
these guys.
We've seen a lot of regression already, yes. So what happens when that regression turns around and things start and chance favors us when Alec Bohm lasers one and it doesn't go directly to the center fielder. You know, we will come to that point where things start bouncing our way, and I feel good about the talent.
Well, I'll say again what I said. I think the Phillies clearly have an above average offense. I think it's incredibly unlikely that they will have a truly great offense. I think there's too many players that are inconsistent. And too many guys that have played enough baseball that I think it's unlikely that they round into form this deep into their career. But look, we'll see. 215-592-9494. All right, let's also give you a chance today to win a cool prize here. Comedian, funny guy, Matt Rife is going to be in town at the Wells Fargo Center in November, right after Thanksgiving, November 29th at the Wells Fargo Center in Philly. Always fun to see a comedian show. For tickets to this or any of these type of shows, Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. All right, here's how you win them today. So first off, John, happy tax day to you. They were seltzer unhappy tax day is really what I, you know.
Yeah, my wife does them, so I don't really have to worry about
it.
Are
we all good? Rhea, have you done them?
Yeah.
James?
Emily did them, yes.
You're good. John, are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone's, all right. So for those of you that aren't good, get your ass moving and get the taxes in and get that thing to the post office and postmarked and whatever the heck that all that stuff is so it's official. Here's the deal. Ben Franklin, Philly's own Ben Franklin, famously years ago said, Rhea, what did he say?
The only thing in life that is certain are death and taxes.
That's right. Death and taxes. Certain. Everything else? Uncertain. Matter of fact, there's three. There's death, there's taxes, and there's Rojas stinks. Okay.
Literally just took the line from my next update, okay. Although I changed it a little bit.
There you go. All right, look, in honor of Ben and on tax day, the death and taxes comment, we ask you today, ladies and gentlemen, give us a famous quote. Give us the best famous quote. There are so many. There are so many famous quotes. There are so many quality famous quotes. John Ritchie, when you think, like, I have a dream, all-timer, haymaker. John, give me a big one. I don't know if you go on Mount Rushmore like I did, but a famous quote, a big one. John, what do you think? Best answer, whoever provides it, you're going to see the comedian this fall at the Wells Fargo Center. What are you thinking, John?
Back when I was in high school, my coach, Tim Rimfel, used to tell us, chance favors the prepared mind, and he attributed it to Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, you use that line a lot.
I love it,
That's
and I think
one.
It really is valuable. I also have learned that it was originally attributed to Louis Pasteur. Back in 1854, as the dean of a new faculty of sciences, he was given a speech, and he said, chance only favors the mind which is prepared.
Well, that's a good concept. I like it a lot. Seltzer, a famous quote. What do you got?
It's a Mark Twain quote. It makes me think of you. It's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt.
That's great.
I love that quote. I love it.
I'm not writing it down. I read a lot of these down. It's something that tagged me in fool. I'm not writing it down. Rhea, what do you got?
Ronald Reagan once said the most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, at least I've heard of that. All right, there's a lot of ways to go here with famous quotes. I mean, in sports, not in sports, world affairs, entertainment. There's so many. What's the most famous great quote? We're not looking for the most famous. What's the best famous quote? Let us know at 215-592-9494. All right, what Rob Thompson said about Brandon Marsh. We'll get to that audio next. Also, some funny audio that emerged yesterday about a reporter during a baseball game. You got to hear that. It's good work. This guy's putting in good work. We'll get to that and more up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Imagine a home that's consistently comfortable no matter the weather outside with energy-efficient windows from Window Nation. That dream can become a reality. Say goodbye to cold, drafty spots because Window Nation builds their windows with top-quality insulation and seals, making them some of the best insulated options available.
We love our gorgeous new windows in all three of my kids' rooms. The whole process from estimate to installation, it was so fast and easy. Plus, I'm expecting to save a couple bucks on my heating and cooling bills as well. But don't just take our word for it. Window Nation has a 96% customer satisfaction rating and over 20,000 five-star reviews, so you know you're in great hands.
And get this, right now, they have a buy four, get four free sale. Plus, you could get zero interest and zero payments until 2027. And if you get windows for your whole house, they'll give you a free entry door.
This amazing sale ends April 30th, so don't delay. Schedule your fast free estimate today by calling 866-90-NATION or visiting windownation.com.